Blog Talk Radio. Before you rip your old home, be certain of We'll be right back. come on in digging then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. There's the hustle, and then there's the Spanish hustle. The Fatback Man taking us on a continuous journey from funk A to Z. Welcome, as we do our thing here at the Music Therapy Mindstream. Michael Lewis Engel, DJ Honeycomb here at your service, as we are taking everything that we can and throwing it into the pot to create the main aspects of funk. Because funk is its own reward. As I say this, my colleague Gary Lawrence Gray, DJ Gray, is with me as well. What's up, G? Can you hear me okay?
Hola, ¿cómo está? Muy bien, señor.
Hey, ¿qué tal, amigo? Yeah, everything is cool, bro. Everything's everything. Well, you know, I've had problems over here. I think my sound card is going, and it seems to reflect.
No.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they make these things disposable for a reason. And I've had this literally almost 5 years, almost in tune with some toxic shit. And it's funny that both of them would be ending at the same time. But anyway, yes, it sounds like the sound card is going because levels change up and down. And
Well, it sounds okay so far.
So the EQ took care of it. It's going through okay
it
on the board.
Okay. Well,
I think you can hang on a little longer. So I think this is a good time to announce what our Trio Hardway format is going to be from here on in, at least until further notice. Wednesdays, we will do the Hump Day special with all of us here in the cast. Saturdays, probably a little earlier on Saturdays than Gary normally comes on, we'll switch over to Gary's show, and we're just going to be running and throwing our input. And Sunday, Gary and I will do our normal thing that we do on Sundays. So,
I finally got it worked out. So I'll be on next week.
Oh, good.
It took a while to get there, but let me get there.
That's all right. The journey is done. And now we'll have some fun and get some more good information to you guys, because we're going to be 10 years old. Yay! March 9th, the tree is 10 years old. So, you know, we got to celebrate that some kind of way. I know we're over 1,500 something, but we'll find a way to carry through. But, you know, something about yesterday's show stuck in my craw, and it just would not come out. And that had to do with the fact that when we were talking about Hugh Jackson, they was getting paid X number of dollars to lose a game.
Yep.
It's like, okay, stop me on this one if you heard it before, but roll with me if you haven't. All right, now, you're getting paid $100,000 no matter what, but you want to lose. You've been told to lose.
Yep.
Now, just like in horse racing, when somebody knows that a horse is hot, they'll say, hey, bet this much. And now, all of a sudden, he knows, his friends know, Vegas knows, Jersey knows, and the rest, as they say,
it's
a locator, which my sister Margaret taught me, which means the thing speaks for itself. And I think this is speaking loudly. More money, more money, more money for those involved in that little circle. Because,
well, I think the NFL is really in trouble because I think many, 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 many African Americans
had enough of it.
I'm talking to my buddies in New Jersey, and they are not happy. They are not happy.
Well, I can imagine. But if, just for purposes of trying to locate the problem, if this is located as near as Hugh Jackson, his coaching staff, just on that side, the corruption or the possibility of corruption is humongous. Now, again, if Hugh Jackson was the name of a racehorse and you were told that Hugh Jackson was going to run last in the seventh race, even though he's a favorite, you wouldn't bet him. Of course not. But when you got inside info like that, there's so much leg room and things open for sabotage that makes this as close to a sure thing as sure things are possible. Everybody would know the bet's tainted, except the NFL.
Why?
Because they said it. They helped set it. They helped create the house. They helped create the line. And now, how many times can we say that in those games that the Cleveland Browns lost, that they legitimately lost a game?
We don't know.
That's right. You can't prove it.
No.
Nope.
Let me say the facts.
Mm-hmm.
There are 432 white players.
Yep.
There are 1,222 people of color playing.
Two brothers. All right. Yes. Mm.
Head coaches. There are currently 26 white head coaches and three people of color. Only one is African American.
Matt Tomlin. Okay.
These are facts. I make these up.
That's right. You're right. All right,
let me continue this. Head coaches between 2012 and 2021.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 51 white coaches and 11 people of color.
Mm-hmm.
There have been 32 general managers, only 6 people of color since 2012.
Right.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Yeah, we know. We know. Those facts are killer.
Let me continue this. Offensive coordinators, 107.
Mm-hmm.
White, 12 people of color.
Yep, we know.
51 defensive coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
39 people of color.
And the common thread that, Gary, and the common thread that the coach or player or coordinator, if you're not super nigga, they don't want to hear it. They'll cut you off.
They
don't know that. And that's exactly what we've seen. It didn't matter that Gary helped the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. He's not going to help them now because he's forgotten about. And that goes with the other coaches. So what Flores did was very brave. And he may as well have done a Kaepernick to his career and sacrificed it because he's never going to get a fair shake ever again. That's fact. And I hope he gets a lot of people broken off to him because he's earned it. If they had just left him the fuck alone, then he would have sunk or swum on his own merits.
Yep.
But, of course, you know, white folks never leave that shit alone. They have to agitate. They have to instigate and do shit.
Well, I think this is going to blow up in their face. Because all the networks can't deny this. All the news networks can't deny this.
Mm-hmm.
Now they really have to do something because today the Miami Dolphins elected Mike McCarthy. And then it goes to the Miami Dolphins.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Holy shit. Another recycled turd. My God.
And now we're down to two positions. The New Orleans Saints and the Houston, the two worst positions you want to be in. One,
yep.
Because the Houston Saints are a piece of crap in the first place.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I would not want the New Orleans job because in the background,
yeah, you're right about that too.
He's waiting to come back. He ain't going to get to me.
It's going to be interesting. We'll see what happens with this. But to the listeners out there, we want to apologize again. It sounds like my sound card is dying and I'm not till death. So it sounds like the EQ board is making up for it and making the sound come out okay. So from here, we're wondering what's going on because this isn't Murphy's Law. This is Mrs. Murphy, the kids, grandkids, the whole motherfucking family. You don't want that happening. But anyway. Any last words, G, before I get back to work?
All right. We know where I'm going to go with this now. Y'all got to get the booster shot as soon as possible. Y'all have to wear a mask and wash your hands. And Michael, you have the floor.
Wash your hands.
Let me play around. You tell me, wash your ass. And somebody next to you is filthy, wash their ass too. You know what? Nobody's smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. We can't have all of that. No. We're coming out of Groundhog Day, and the last thing you want to do is go outside and have groundhogs fainting all over the place because you didn't wash your ass. But I digress. Anyway, again. Updated lineup, Wednesday's Ante Special, 9 p.m. Eastern. Gary Norris Gray and the Great Liverpool, Saturday afternoons. I would say between 2 and 4. Beyond that, we will reaffirm that time on the Wednesday show. And, of course, Sunday, Brother G and I will take turns with the music. So we finish up Funk from A to Z and then get into the Beggar's Banquet.
Next week is songs that make you go.
We know that. Shocking songs, damn it. But yes, we will have some fun with that. But everybody else, especially those traveling and working, please go safe, stay safe, and be safe once you get from A to B and back to A. Okay, again. Much love. Shout out to my rehab staff, anybody who's working hard for me. We really appreciate the work, and we appreciate the effort. So I will work extra hard as well. On that note, let's take you to the land of funk, courtesy of Fatback Man.
Baby, and it won't be long. you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long. We want to play for you some of our songs.
Bet you by golly, dee doo
doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo doo.
Cause we've been waiting for so long. Waiting to play for you some of our songs. We've been waiting for so long. We want to play for you some of our songs. Cause we've been waiting.
Yes. Shut up! put this hamburger down. I don't want no mouth. I want to dance. Oh, yeah. Show enough groove now, y'all. Look at me.
Minding my business, feeling good, checking things out, sipping on the wine. Then I spied super cool dude across the room, digging on me. I tried to pretend like I didn't even see him, but he was so fine. He took my hand and we started dancing. I know he felt me falling for him, 'cause he kept holding me tighter and tighter. Ooh, sure was nice. Girl, my head was all turned around. Oh, I didn't know what I was getting into. It. We'll be right back.
Let's dance together with the mind. Let's dance. Why don't you get back into bed? 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 Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, one, two, three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three. Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
Yes, we have Ian Dury closing this chapter of the funk phenomena, straight out of the UK, proving once again that funk is to embrace, funk is to be embraced by those who embrace it. That's one funky man, brother. Anyway, having said all that, we shall continue our story next week. Don't forget Wednesday, Valentine's special. Follow us Saturday afternoon by Gary Oscar and Grandin Cove. Sunday, we get back, we do this all over again. But be careful, the funk can come up at any time. For all of us here at the tree, we thank you for your indulgence. We shall be back. And hopefully I'll be in a lot better shape. Again, shout out to my rehab staff. Nasty words, you won't hear me say a no, no, no. So, I'll see y'all later. Stay safe. Stay safe. Be safe. Good night.